This Augusta Golf Show podcast is brought to you by Gerald Jones Audi. Inspire design, where emotion takes shape. 4022 Washington Road in Martinez.
At some point in our lives, we've all done things to fit in. But then we realize the importance of being ourselves. Introducing the distinct Audi Q5, an SUV all its own. Its LED DRLs stand out wherever they shine. And with Audi Quattro all-wheel drive and available Audi Drive Select, it delivers performance that no one can imitate. So be yourself. Visit your Audi dealer to test drive the distinct Audi Q5.
I'm David Jones. Come see the largest selection ever of Audi A3s, Q5s, and Q7s. Audi Exceptional Luxury Performance at Gerald Jones Audi, 4022 Washington Road in Martinez, or visit us on the web at geraldjonesaudi.com.
Well, Bernhard Langer is a two-time Masters champion, a three-time Charles Schwab Cup winner, winning the last two Cups, and he's the current leader in the race for the Cup this year. It is a pleasure to welcome Bernhard Langer to the Augusta Golf Show for the very first time. Hello, Bernhard.
Oh, John, nice to be back. Thank you.
Oh, thanks for doing this. I realized, Bernhard, as I was preparing for this, this is the 30th anniversary of your first Champions Dinner. Do you remember that night?
Yes, of course I do. I was serving some nice German food, and it was very well received, and the Augusta chefs did an amazing job to prepare it. It was very authentic, so it's very enjoyable. But it was also 30 years ago that I put the green jacket on Jack Nicklaus, you know, his famous six Masters that he won with his son on the back at age 46. That was pretty amazing.
Please tell me there's a photograph of that somewhere in the house.
Oh, you can count on that.
How do you approach the Masters these days? You're going to tell me you come to win, I know, but how do you approach the tournament?
Well, similar to other tournaments, the exception is they might come a day or two earlier and just, ease my way into the tournament, have a look at the golf course again, even though I've played it hundreds of times now. But it's just always so much fun to just being there, playing the Augusta National and putting those greens. It just never gets old. So it's a lot of fun being there a little earlier and getting used to the side hill, downhill ice that you get there is more than most people would recognize on television. And just, enjoying the atmosphere that is there.
Is it the length that gives you the most trouble these days?
It is, yes. I mean, I'm hitting more 3-4 irons, sometimes even hybrids into some of these par fours than any other tournament that I play in. While some of these younger guys like Bubba Watson or Jason Day and some of those guys, they're hitting probably 4 or 5 clubs less. So where I go in with a 3-iron, they go in with an 8-iron or something like that. And you can suddenly stop an 8-iron much quicker on a smaller surface than coming in with a 3 or 4-iron. And that's what's the big challenge for me, is to just keep the ball on the green. I might hit the green, but it often trickles off and then you're in trouble.
Do you look at that, Bernhard? Do you take that on as a challenge, Bernhard, or does it get a little frustrating sometimes?
Well, it's a bit of both. It's certainly a challenge because I have to be at the very top of my game to be able to compete. And at times it's frustrating because at times I still hit really, really good shots to a certain pin position and it lands, 10 feet short of the hole or 6, but the ball doesn't stay on the green or it rolls to different level of the green where it's a challenge just to 2-putt, most likely 3-putt, and that's the difficult part for me.
We are talking with Bernhard Langer here on the Augusta Golf Show. Let's talk about some golf these days, Bernhard. I will admit to you that I'm surprised that more players that used the long putter didn't take your approach to using the long putter, and you just don't anchor anymore. Are you surprised more players who did anchor aren't anchoring with a long putter?
I really didn't know what to expect and what other people would do, and I wasn't even sure what I was going to do, and I'm still working with a longer putter or putting it on my forearm. I still practice with it, and I think in the long run it it may be more beneficial to me. I mean, let's face it, the long putter is not easier. You know, there haven't been too many majors won with a long putter. It's been around for 80 years. And statistically, it's a proven fact that all the guys, even the last 15, 20 years, statistically, the long putter hasn't really done a whole lot for them. There's been more tournaments won and better putters with regular techniques than with a long putter. So there's many ways of doing it, and it's just whatever feels the most comfortable to each individual. And at this point, for me, it's still the long putter, but that could change in a few weeks or in any day, really.
Well, it's your putter. Of course, it could change any day. How much experimenting did you do? How much short putters, different strokes, and before deciding to at least go this route for now?
There's a lot. The last 2.5 months, I've, you know, accumulated all sorts of different putters, different weights, different looks. Experimented with about 4, 5, 6 different grips. And just spent hours and hours on the putting green trying to see what feels the best, what works the best, what rolls the ball well. And you know, at times I thought, well, this may work, and then I took it out under the gun, and it wasn't quite as good as on the putting green. So it's a transition period after, you know, 18 years of using the long putter and not even practicing anything else. That's a lot of hours spent with the long putters and 0 hours with any other style. It will take a while to get used to anything else again.
You know, they mentioned this on the telecasts, and I don't really know. I've never putted with the long putter. That move that you make off your chest and no longer anchor, how much different is that than anchoring?
It is different because you don't have that stability anymore. You have to create it with your arms, basically, and your hand, and that's not easily done. And I do struggle sometimes on long putts more so because I just feel like it moves a little bit up there compared to what it used to be like. So it will, you know, take probably thousands of hours of repetition to get me to where I feel totally comfortable and as good as the other way. But I'm convinced I can still become a better putter in the future.
You know, you keep talking about the future. How long do you want to do this, Bernhard?
I've always said the three things that need to be there for me to continue playing golf. First of all, I got to be healthy. Mm-hmm. Because if you're hurt or not healthy, you're not going to enjoy it, or you can't even play. Secondly, golf has to be fun. I need to be willing to put hours in and practice, and it needs to be enjoyable. And thirdly, I need some kind of success, so that goes hand in hand. So if one of those three is missing, then it's time to think about quitting.
Off weeks when you're not playing, do you watch golf? What do you think of these guys on the regular tour these days?
Yeah, I enjoy watching golf. You know, not everybody, not all my colleagues do, but I enjoy it because I've played those courses they're playing for the most part. I know pretty much most of them, played golf with them, and to me it's often fascinating just watching them, how they deal with a certain situation under pressure, or what their thinking is and how they react to it. And it's fun watching it on television for me. So I watch a bit of golf. And what I think about it, well, the game's changed dramatically. I mean, when I grew up, we couldn't hit it that far. We were taught to maneuver the ball, to, you know, position it, and to, I was taught to hit fades and draws and hooks and slices and high and low and all that kind of stuff. And I think it helped me. Nowadays, it's become a power game. It's more like, how far can you hit it? And even if you hit it a little bit offline, you know, you can still get there with a wedge or 9-iron most of the time. The ball is a lot straighter than it used to be. It goes further. The clubs are that much more forgiving and lighter. So it's amazing to see how guys can hit a 7-iron, you know, over 200 yards or whatever, a 3-wood and carry 265 yards in the air. It's just ridiculous.
It is fascinating, though, from time to time when you watch today's players pick up a persimmon and maybe hit up a lot of golf ball. Do you miss the days of Persimmon and Bellotta?
I really don't, but
neither do I. For the record, neither do I, Bernhard.
But you know, I was glad I went through it because I've experienced it, and it was certainly a lot harder. You know that the club phase was a lot smaller. The club was a lot less forgiving, and so it just you know, I was been blessed that I've went through the periods where I could boast the equipment, and I'm longer now than I've ever been. And I benefit from the new materials that we have. But the newer stuff is like in the old days, if you swung 10 miles harder than the other guy, you got about 10 yards out of it. Now, if you swing 10 miles harder, you get about 25, 30 yards more out of it. And that's the real difference.
Does winning today mean something different to you than it did in your 20s, 30s, and 40s?
No, winning is always the ultimate. I think it's obviously the process is what matters, but we're all practicing and working hard at it to win. And in golf is unlike tennis or some other sports where you don't win, you know, 50% or 80% of the time you play. If you can win one or two tournaments a year, you've had a good year. If you win three or four, you've had an incredible year. And it's just the nature of the game. You're playing a different golf course, different grasses, different parts of the country or the world. And it's always a challenge. It's always fascinating.
It'll be good to see you in a couple of weeks. Congratulations on this year so far. Keep it up, and we will see each other soon. Thank you, Bernhard, for taking the time to do this. I appreciate it.
You're very welcome, John. Take care.